承认一个过错。
My children were born were not the most exciting, were not the most happiest days of my life.
我的小朋友出世嗰三日咧，唔系我一生人里边最开心嘅三日。
You may find that unbelievable.
啊，可能你会觉得好难以置信。
You may say, Pastor, what's the matter with you?
你会话你发生咩事啊
？How could that be?
你点解会咁样讲
？I mean, weren't you excited? Weren't you happy that your children were born?
你啲 BB 出世嘅时候，你唔应该好开心嘅咩
？Of course, I was happy.
啊，当然我系非常之开心。
They just weren't the happiest. They just weren't the most exciting days of my life.
啊，只不过佢唔系我一生中最开心嘅日子。
The most exciting, the most happiest days were the days when I first heard they were coming.
啊，我最开心咧就系当我听到话佢哋咧会嚟。
Yeah, the most exciting time, the most happiest day was the day when my wife said to me, confirmed.
啊！我最开心咧，其实系啲人话肯定啦，我妻子系怀孕啦。
We are expecting。
啊，我哋咧系有啲小朋友会出世啦。
I can remember precisely where I was and what I was doing at that moment。
我仍然系好记得当时我系做紧啲，当我知道呢个消息嘅时候，我当时系做紧啲乜嘢，同埋我喺边度。
So relative to the joy of expecting。The day my children were born seems almost like anti-climax.
咁咧，到我啲小朋友出世嘅时候咧，就好似一个反高潮咁样。
Yeah, we were happy.
我哋开心。
But I think we felt relief also.
但系我哋都觉得好释放。
We also knew that now, you know, the hard work begins.
咁我哋都知道咧，从依一刻开始咧，咁我哋就会好辛苦啦。
And it was easy for us to trust in God's promise that our children are coming.
其实咧系对于我哋嚟讲咧系好容易去相信神嘅应许嘅。
We only had to wait 9 months.
我哋只系需要去听去等九个月就等到啲小朋友出世啦。
And 9 months weren't really that much of a test of faith.
其实九个月并唔系好长嘅一段时间。
So I understand how difficult it was for Abraham and for Sarah.To trust in God's promise.
所以我亦都明白到，对于亚伯拉罕同埋撒拉嚟讲，要等佢呢个儿子出世系几咁长，几咁一个信心嘅考验。
They had to wait 25 years.
佢哋总共等咗25年。
They had to wait 300 months.
啊，300个月咁呢个小朋友先出世啊。
And it did seem like the day of Isaac's birth was like an anti-climax.
咁亦都似乎咧系。以撒出世嗰一日咧，亦都好似系一个反高潮咁样。
Okay, the passage that we read, chapter 21, tells us that finally the son of God's promise was born.
亦都讲到咧，呢个神所应许嘅孩子咧，为亚伯拉罕所生嘅孩子咧，终于系出咗世啦。
And that day didn't seem that exciting.
咁咧，但系嗰日咧，佢唔系特别显得好开心喎。
I'll read it quickly. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, and as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son of Abraham in his old age. At the very time God had promised him, Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son of, to the son Sarah bore him. That's all.
咁咧，圣经呢度好平铺直叙嘅讲佢系点样去照住佢嘅应许俾撒拉咧一个。儿子咁跟住咧，撒拉就怀孕啦。咁跟住神咧就照住佢嘅日期咧，就为佢生咗一个儿子。
There's no mention of celebration。
并冇讲到有任何嘅庆祝。
There's no mention of any emotion coming from Abraham or from Sarah。
亦都冇讲到亚伯拉罕有咩特别嘅情绪，或者撒拉有咩特别嘅情绪。
I wonder whom Abraham called first。
我谂紧啊，亚伯拉罕第一个打电话俾佢嘅边个
？You remember when your child was born? Who did you call first?
你个啲小朋友出世嘅时候，你第一件事打电话俾边个咧
？I'm pretty sure it wasn't Hagar.
我相信佢唔系第一件事打去俾夏甲。
But still, we can imagine, even though the language in these first three verses seems so subdued and so quiet.
虽然呢段嘅文字咧咁平铺直叙，但我哋都可以想象到。
But I think we can imagine the joy, how great a joy it was in the hearts of this couple.
我哋都可以想象到咧，撒拉同埋亚伯拉罕系几咁嘅开心。
The birth of Isaac demonstrate to us God's faithfulness to those who are saved.
这一段呢，这个以撒他的出生呢，就是验认到呢神的应许的信实。
And God's faithfulness is never measured by how long it takes for God to fulfill His promise.
我们不可以用要等几耐来到去来到去去衡量神的信实。
We are all like Abraham, we are all like Sarah.
我们都很喜欢亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
我们都很像。We are all like Abraham and Sarah.
我们都很像亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
We all have problems waiting.
我们都是有一些问题是在我们生命里面发
生。We all know and insist on getting what we want.
我们都是经常的去坚持一定要拿到我们想要的东
西。And it doesn't matter whether it is good for us or not.
那究竟这些东西对我们是好还是不好我们都不知道。
If we just got to have what we want.
我们一定要拿到我们要拿到的东
西。And if we cannot get what we want, what do we do?
And 如果我们拿不到我们要的东西的时候，那我们做什么呢？
We fuss, we kick, we throw a tantrum like a little boy.
我们可能会发脾气啦，我们可能会好像一个小孩子那样发烂渣啦。
I mean, how many times have we gone to Walgreens or Walmart or Jewel, right? In the checkout, there's always candies there. And a little boy wants candy, and mom said, not today.
咁啊，几多次你经过 Walgreens, Walmart 呢啲超市场，当你去俾钱嘅时候咧，一大堆嘅糖果就喺俾钱收银员嗰度，跟住咧你又听到啲细路咧喺度话一定要食糖啦。
I mean, even though if there's a shortest line, I will go to find another line.
就算咧嗰條咧係最短嘅龍咧，我都唔會去排嗰條龍。
And not only do we demand what we want，
有時我哋唔單止係強求我哋要攞到嘅嘢。
We demand that we should receive it right away, right now, mom。
同埋咧，我哋咧同爹哋媽咪講咧話，我哋而家一定要攞到嗰啲糖。
That's how we get in trouble when we journey on this journey of faith。
當我哋去行呢條信心嘅路嘅時候咧。这个就是我们会遇到的这个的困难和考验。
This is how we stun our growth in our spiritual maturity.
这个就是为什么我们在属灵的生命里面会延迟我们的成长的原因。
And the world doesn't help us in our spiritual growth.
但是这个世界呢也都不特别的帮助到我们在属灵生命的成长。
Right? Everything in the world tells us that you got to have it, you got to have it right away.
这个世界所有的文化都是告诉我你一定要拿到你要的
东西，而且是立刻
拿到你想要的东
西。 You know, if the pizza doesn't get delivered to you in 30 minutes, right, what do you get? You get a free pizza.
如果你订了一些披萨来你家，而30分钟它都未到呢，你就一定是要求有多一塊披薩，再多一個免費的送給你。
You don't even have to ask, they give it to you.
有時候你甚至不用特別去問，他都會自然的作為補償給多你一塊披薩。
If you want your sex drive satisfied, you don't have to wait till marriage. That's what the world tells us.
如果你覺得是，即是你都不需要等到結婚才可以有這個性行為。
You don't have to wait.Until you are capable of picking up responsibility.
你不需要等到你是可以即可以负上这些责任呢就可以做到了。
Have it your way and have it your way now.
即是你自己想做怎样就是怎样，就是而且是现在就立刻做到你想要的东西。
There's always a morning after pill and you don't even have to let your parents know.
那呢可能你甚至可以拿这个的被孕藥是之後才吃的。
See, it is our inability to wait, our unwillingness to wait.
那呢，這個就是顯示出我們現今世代的文化呢， 是去鼓勵我們不去等的。
It's in our inability or unwillingness to wait that make us fail and fail again in our walk of faith with God.
是我們不願意去等，以及我們不想去等呢，令到我們跟神的關係呢是越來越的失敗。
But God's faithfulness is never measured by instant gratification.
但是神的信實呢是不可以用祂是不是立刻答應你的應許呢來到作為一個指標的。
God has His perfect will, God has His perfect plan, God had His perfect reason for making us wait.
神呢是對我們每一個人呢都有祂的原因，叫我們去等的原因。
And God is never late.
而神咧系从来唔会迟嘅。
I watch movie with my children sometimes。
我有阵时同我啲小朋友咧一齐嚟到睇电影。
I watch the movie Rain, The Fellowship of the Ring。
我睇 Fellowship of the Ring 呢一套戏。
Frodo saw Gandalf coming, and Frodo was a little bit irritated, and Frodo said, "You are late."
咁咧就 Frodo 咧就睇到同佢讲咧就系你迟，佢喺度等紧啲嘢，跟住佢咧就系你迟咗啦。
Zach, what did Gandalf say?
跟住 Gandalf 点样答咧
？A wizard is never late. Nobody remember that line? Nobody remember that? A wizard is never late.
佢咧就講咧一個巫師咧
係 in the beginning, the first scene, 係
從來咧都唔會遲到嘅。咁大家記唔記得咧
？Okay，Sabbath this afternoon, watch that movie. Okay。
咁你如果想今日下晝咧去睇咧，即刻去驗證我係講過呢，佢係有呢一段對話嘅。
If a wizard is never late, how much more God is always on His time?
如果一個巫師都唔會遲到嘅話，咁神咧點會係遲咧？
God made Abraham and Sarah wait for 25 years for good reasons.
神咧令亚伯拉罕同以撒等咗成25年咧，系有佢嘅原因。
God has a point to make.
佢系有一个原因嘅。
And the point that God makes is that God's salvation is always God made and not man made.
神咧想讲俾佢听咧，佢嘅救恩咧唔系系从神而嚟，而唔系从人而嚟嘅。
The point is salvation of God always come from God and never from man。
嗰个想讲俾我哋听嘅咧，就系神嘅救恩咧系从神嚟嘅。
See, we have to realize that these wonderful little stories in Genesis, you know, in the life of Abraham and Sarah, they are not just little stories for our entertainment.
我哋知道喺創世記呢啲呢啲嘅故事啊，關於亞伯拉罕啊、撒拉呢啲故事咧，唔係淨係俾我哋睇嚟笑噶。
They are part of a far bigger picture。
佢係講俾我哋聽一個更大嘅圖畫。
See these episodes in the life of Abraham and Sarah, they are scenes in the drama of God's salvation for the world。
其實咧係一個神嘅救恩嘅一個。戏剧啊，里边嘅其中一啲开场嘅片段
，they are critical parts in God's plan of salvation and redemption for the world。
佢哋咧系神嘅救恩里边一个好重要嘅元素。
And God is using this old age of Abraham and Sarah to demonstrate that it is impossible for men to find salvation for himself。
其实其中一个想讲嘅咧，就系神人咧系唔可以自己去寻找救恩。
Salvation must come from God and from God alone。
而呢个救恩呢一定系从神而嚟。
You see, Genesis 21 must be understood in light of Galatians chapter 4.
可能呢、这个创世纪二十一章呢同呢个加拉太书四章呢系可以一同嚟到睇嘅。
Okay, we must let Galatians chapter 4 to interpret Genesis 21.
我哋一定可能要用呢个加拉太书四章呢嚟到去解释这个创世纪二十一章。
You don't have to flip Bible today because it's already printed in the insert, in the back side of the insert, in the back side of the outline.
咁咧，其实你可以咧睇下我哋一个插页里边咧就有呢一段。
Yeah, we don't have time to read. It's a long passage, but just allow me to summarize it for you.
系，其实系一段好长嘅经文，但系我而家咧就同大家嚟到去简短咁样讲一讲啊。
Covenants.
有两个应许的、有
两个
约、
Isaac represents the covenant that saves.
以撒呢代表那个救的约
拯救的约 Ishmael represents the covenant that does not save.
以撒玛利呢是代表这个没有救恩的约
Isaac is born as a result of promise.
以撒咧系因为神嘅应许咧而出生嘅。
And Ishmael was born in ordinary biological way。
以撒玛利咧就系从一个原来即系一个人体嘅正常嘅情况之下生出嚟嘅。
Isaac is a result of the work of God and God alone。
以撒咧系从神嘅计划、从神嘅旨意里边生出嚟嘅。
But Ishmael is a result of the work of man。
但是以撒玛利呢就是这个人手做出来的。
Isaac is a product of God's plan.
以撒呢是神应许的一个的结果。
计划。 Ishmael is a prodigal man thinking that his plan is better than God's.
以撒瑪利呢其實是人的計劃的一個結果。
Isaac represents those who are children of God's promise of salvation.
以撒呢代表呢那些神的應許 的小朋友的小孩子。
And Ishmael represents those who are outside of God's promise of salvation.
以撒呢就是代表神的計劃以外的那些人。
Isaac was a son of God's promise.
以撒呢是神所应许的儿子。
But Ishmael was a son of man's scheme.
以撒玛利呢是人计划的生出来的儿子。
And the most simple conclusion is this.
所以最简单的一个结论就是这样。
Just as the birth of Isaac was an impossibility for man to achieve.
就好像以撒所生的出生是人所不可能发生的事。
So is salvation for man an impossibility for man to achieve.
所以呢这个救恩呢也都不可能是用人的能力来到去得取的。
Just as the birth of Isaac was an act of God and God alone.
那这个我们看到呢这个救恩呢、
以撒的出世、是神的手工，单单是神的手工。So is salvation for man an act of God and God alone.
那这个救恩呢也都只可以是从神而来的。
See, God made Abraham and Sarah wait 25 years because he wanted them to see how absolutely impossible the situation was.
他叫以撒和以撒和阿伯拉他叫以撒呢和阿伯拉罕撒呢等了成25年呢才是出世呢，其实这个是想证明俾人睇，呢个绝对系只系神做出嚟嘅嘢。
And Paul would write to the Christians in Rome, focusing on this absolute impossibility.
咁而保罗咧就讲到呢一个绝对冇可能用人嘅办法咧嚟到得到救恩啦。
Paul writes in the fourth chapter of Romans.
咁咧喺罗马书四个章节里边，保罗讲到啦。咁我哋咧就要大家同嚟到揭开。
Romans 4, Paul said, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. 第四章第十九节。
罗马书下第四章第十九节，我哋讲到，佢讲到。他快到100岁的时候想到自己的身体好像已经死了，撒拉也不能生育，他的信心还是不软弱。
Well, yes, Paul did say that Abraham did not weaken in his faith.
他这里呢保罗讲到呢其实撒拉和阿伯拉罕他们的信心并没有软弱下来。
But I believe he must mean the maturity that Abraham finally grew into after his last failure at Gerar.
其实可能他是讲到呢他后来 所有的信心呢是都没有软弱下来的。
Abraham was about 100 years
old. 阿伯拉罕已经差不多100岁了。
And before that, Abraham and Sarah were still relying on themselves.
就在这100年来呢阿伯拉罕和撒拉都是靠着自己的聪明来去过活的。
They still thought that they had to do something in order to help GodKeep his promise.
他们仍然觉得呢他们是要做一些事来到去帮助神去达到他的目的。
When Sarah gave the servant girl Hagar to Abraham, Hagar could not have been any more than 13-14 years old.
当他叫将夏甲给阿伯拉罕的时候，夏甲可能都是14-15
岁而已。 So the birth of Ishmael was humanly very possible.
所以呢以撒玛利的出身呢在人看来是非常之有可能的。
So Ishmael's birth represents men at work.
所以呢以撒玛利的出身是代表人的工作。
And the result was totally disastrous.
而他的结果呢是完全的一个灾祸。
And God had to make Abraham and Sarah wait so long.
那神呢要亚伯拉罕和撒拉等很久。
To bring them to the very end.
带他去到差不多好最后了。
The very end of themselves.
但是到他的尽头的时候。
Then God steps in and God intervenes.
然后神呢就出来了。
See, the more impossible it is for man to help himself.
人越系唔能够帮自己
，the more God demonstrates His glory and His power，
神就更加嘅显出佢嘅能力同埋佢嘅荣耀。
God has to do it all。
神是要自己去做的。
And it takes 25 years for God to prepare this old couple to receive the Son of Promise.
而他们居然是用了25年来到去预备他们去接受这个信心的礼物。
So the birth of Isaac reminds us that God and God alone bring salvation.
所以呢以撒的出生是讲给我们听是神只有神才可以带出这个救恩。
It also reminds us that when salvation comes, it always brings joy.
亦都讲到咧，呢个救恩嚟到嘅时候咧，佢一定会将欢乐带俾人。
Abraham named his son Isaac。
佢咧叫佢自己嘅孩子叫以撒。
Isaac means laughter。
啊，以撒嘅意思咧，即系欢笑咁解。
You notice that when I do weddings, I always give a benediction。
我去做婚礼嘅时候，我会俾一个祝福。
I usually repeat the same benedictions of all these years.
我咁多次主持婚禮，我都講同一樣嘅祝福。
I always say, may God bless your house, may it be full of songs of praises and sounds of laughter. I haven't done a wedding for a while.
冇人記得啊，不過我一定會講咧，最後一句咧就係話希望你嘅屋企係充滿歡笑嘅，
充滿讚美嘅歌聲同埋歡樂嘅聲音。Sarah like to laugh, doesn't she?
咁咧，Sarah 咧其實係一個好中意笑嘅人。
She laughed in chapter 18.
喺十八章嘅時候，佢喜笑啦。
That's when she overheard that she's going to be a mother.
就係當佢聽到咧天使話佢哋會咧會有一個兒子，佢就笑啦。
And now in chapter 20.One, we see that she's laughing again.
然后在21章呢她又在这里笑了。
But there's a huge difference between her laughter in chapter 18 and this one in chapter 21.
18章的笑呢和21章的笑呢是有很大的分别。
Her laughter in chapter 18 were laughter of cynicism and laughter of unbelief.
18章的笑呢是有一些疑惑性的和一些讽刺性的笑。
And God did not bring that laughter to her.
但是神呢冇而唔係神叫佢笑㗎。
And the laughter in chapter 18 was not good medicine.
而十八章嗰個笑呢亦都唔係一個良藥。
But that cynical, unbelieving laughter did not last long.
但係嗰個充滿疑惑同埋諷刺性嘅笑呢佢冇存留好耐。
Now in chapter 21, a year later now.
差唔多到一年之後喺21章。
She's laughing again, and this time the laughter was laughter of joy and laughter of incredibility.
咁咧呢度咧系一个好开心同埋好充满欢乐嘅笑啦。
And this laughter was a joy that God brings her。
而且系神俾佢嘅一个嘅笑。
Can you imagine a 90-year-old woman holding her newborn in her arms？
你可唔可以想象一个90岁嘅女人抱住一个 B B 咧
？Nursing the boy in her own bosom。
在他的手里边咧，去亲自嘅嚟到去喂养呢个小朋友。
This is better than winning the lottery。
这个比中了彩票更加好。
And Abraham and Sarah didn't even have to win the lottery.
他们也不需要去赢一些彩票。
They owned the lottery because they were so wealthy, they have far more assets than the lottery pool.
他们呢其实比起这个彩票的那些钱呢更加多。
And this laughter is shared by all their friends who heard the good news.
而这些笑呢是令到他所有的朋友都听到了。
You see, this laughter, this joy is a picture of joy Christ bring to us when we are reborn into the family of God.
当我们在神的家里面重生的时候，我们就可以得到这个从神而来的欢乐。
Jesus taught the disciples in Luke chapter 15.
我们见到这个路加福音十五章那里。
Jesus said, in the same way I tell you,
同样的我跟大家讲，
there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God.
在神的里面是有一个从神而来的欢乐。
Over one sinners who repent.
就是因为一个人认罪悔改。
See, when anyone is born again into the kingdom of God,
当任何人在神的国度里面得到重生，
there's great rejoicing among the angels.
在天使也为他们去欢唱。
Just as all the friends of Abraham and Sarah, they laugh with them over the birth of Isaac.
就好似以撒生出生就令到佢哋都全部都係歡笑。
Now, there's another meaning that the birth of Isaac brings us.
其實呢以撒出生都有另一個嘅意思㗎。
The birth of Isaac reminds us that the son of promise shall receive the inheritance shall receive the inheritance from the father.
咁咧，呢个以撒嘅出身咧，系会令到佢咧得到佢父亲嘅遗产嘅。
Why was it so important for Abraham to have a son of his own？
点解咁重要咧？令到亚伯拉罕有佢自己嘅儿子
？See, a great part of the issue is the issue of inheritance。
其实其中一个咧就系佢嘅产业，佢嘅继承。
See, back in chapter 15, Abraham was totally resigned to the fact that he's never going to have a son of his own。
如果睇翻十五章嘅时候，你见到咧神咧系觉得佢唔会亚伯拉罕咧系觉得佢唔会咧有儿子噶啦。
So he already made arrangement with his servant Eliezer from Damascus。
所以咧，佢已经同佢嘅仆人以利亚撒咧就系讲点样啦。
He will inherit everything when Abraham dies。
就系话咧，我死咗之后咧，你会继承我所有嘅遗产啦。
But then Ishmael was born the next chapter。
但系咧，到下一章嘅时候，以撒玛利咧就出咗世啦。
Eliezer is
咁咧，以利亚撒咧就冇咗啦。
And the new heir who will inherit everything is Ishmael。
咁咧，大家咧就会觉得系以撒玛利咧系会继承呢啲产业啦。
Now Isaac is born in chapter 21。
咁跟住到二十一章嘅时候咧，呢个以撒咧就出咗世啦。
He's the son of Abraham's real wife。
佢咧系亚伯拉罕嘅正室所生嘅。
The issue of inheritance really come to a boil now。
而家咧就系一个遗产嘅争夺嘅时候啦。
And it was exactly this issue that made Sarah want to drive Hagar and Ishmael out of their lives。
就系绝对系咪因为呢个原因咧？我哋见到撒拉咧就想赶走夏甲，同埋以撒玛利。
Look at verse 10, and she said,
我哋睇十节第十节啊。
Said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance."With my son Isaac.
第十节咧嗰度讲啦，就对亚伯拉罕说：把这婢女和他的儿子赶出去，因为这婢女的儿子不能和我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
See, when you are the real son of the promise.
当你系一个真正嘅即系神所应许嘅儿子。
You are entitled to the inheritance of the father.
你系可以咧承受呢个父亲所有嘅产业。
See, the birth of Isaac reminds us that when salvation comes to us,
当呢个救恩嚟到我哋嘅时候
，we who are children of God,
我哋呢啲神嘅儿女
，we are entitled to our inheritance.
我哋系可以得到从神而嚟嘅产业。
That our heavenly Father has reserved for us, got our name on it.
我哋嘅天父系一早已经为我哋存留嘅产业。
And that's exactly what Peter would say in the first chapter in his first letter。
咁我哋见到彼得喺佢嘅第一个书信里边亦都系咁样讲。
Peter said, "Praise to God, the Father of our Jesus, Lord Jesus."
彼得讲咧，赞美天父，我哋嘅天上嘅父亲。
In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope.
佢将我哋嗰、那个将一个出生嘅儿子咧，令到我哋成为一个嘅活生生嘅盼望。
He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead。
透过呢个耶稣基督嘅救恩啦，佢将我哋嘅活生生嘅盼望咧再带出嚟。
Into an inheritance that can never spoil, never perish, never fade。
俾咗我哋一个产业咧，系永远都唔能够朽坏嘅。
Kept in heaven for you，
系喺天上面为你存留嘅产业。
See, the inheritance that Isaac got was the great wealth, great social status that his father had。
咁咧，其实佢依个以撒咧所承受嘅产业咧，系一个好大笔嘅产业。
But what inheritance shall we receive from God？
咁你觉得我哋会喺神里边得到一笔咩嘅产业咧
？You know what heavenly reserve inheritance that can never fade, never spoil, never perish.
究竟喺天上面，神为我哋存留咗一啲咩嘅产业，系永远都唔会朽坏嘅
？Eternal security
系一个永生嘅安稳啊
！Eternal security of being welcome into the presence of God
系永远嘅产业，系一个喺神里边会得到能够成为神嘅国嘅一部分嘅一个嘅
children of God loved by the Father，
系一个会受到天父所爱嘅儿女嘅嗰种嘅产业，嗰种嘅福气。
Bride loved by Christ the groom，
系一个好似一个新娘，系会系被神所爱嘅一个新娘咁样。
As a holy people that is loved by the Holy Spirit.
在神家里面成为神圣的子民，是有神的圣灵同在。
We shall inherit everlasting joy of worshiping and serving God.
我们会享受到一个永远不会止息的喜乐，是一个从敬拜和侍奉当中得到的喜乐。
We shall inherit everlasting joy of reigning with Christ.
我们和基督一同的来到去掌权所得到的那种永不止息的喜乐。
We shall inherit a never ever fading, perishing, new resurrected body.
我们会得到一个永远不能够扭坏的外体。
And life with Christ.
同埋同神一同生活的生命。
We shall inherit a glorious blessing of being with God.
同埋是一个荣耀的祝福，是可以永远同神一起。
It's going to be so rich, so full that even our human language cannot fully express.
是我们是这份礼物，这个产业是这么庞大，我们是不能够用我们的言语来到去形容。
All because of the salvation of God.
是完全是因为神而来的救恩。
And the birth of Isaac that symbolizes.
也都是因为神，也都而这个以撒的出身呢，就是象征了这个神的救恩。
Okay, that's how the Apostle Paul interprets the birth of Isaac.
这个呢，也都是保罗怎样去解读这以撒的出身。
Verse 28, the other side, Galatians chapter 4.
你如果看加拉太书四章的话，
Now you brothers, like Isaac.
他会说话，弟兄们，你们要好像以撒这样，
你们跟 Isaac 一样，
你们好像以撒一样。
You are children of promise.
你们是应许的儿子。
Paul is saying, you and I, we are children of God's promise.
保罗这里是说，你和我都是神所应许的儿女。
We are born again, we are saved.
我们在神里面重生，我们是得到这个救恩。
All because of God's work and God's work alone.
也都完全是因为神的计划，神的手所做的。
While we were yet sinners, while we were totally and absolutely hopeless and helpless.
我们全部都是罪人，我们是完全的没有指望。
It was impossible for us to become children of God.
是我们是没可能凭着自己的能力成为神的儿女。
Christ died for us.
但是基督在十架上面为我们死。
And made salvation available to us.
而让这个救恩是可以得给我们可以享用。
And that through our reception of Christ as our Savior and Lord, that we may become children of God.
透过耶稣基督的死，我们有可能成为他的儿女。
So God's forgiveness of us, therefore, is never the work of man's hand.
所以神给我们的这个救恩绝对不是从人而来的。
But always only the work of God.
但是完全都是因为神的作为。
And this salvation comes to man also after a long, long, long time of waiting and expecting.
而这个从神而来的救恩呢，也都是等我们人类都是等了很久很久。
But when salvation comes to us, it brings great joy to our life.
但是当这个救恩来到我们的生命里面的时候，我们的生命就充满喜乐。
And when salvation comes to us, it assures us the inheritance from our Heavenly Father that we as God's children, we are entitled to.
我们是作为神的儿女，我们是可以得到这个从神而来的产业和大喜乐。
It's a beautiful picture in chapter 21.
在21章那里是有一个很美的图画。
Even though the language may be pretty subdued, but it was a wonderful day when Isaac was born.
也都是呢，可能是很平铺直叙这样讲，但是呢，其实是一日呢，是一个大喜乐的日子。
But the beauty did not last.
但是这个这么美丽的图画呢，不是维持了很久的。
The wonder of the day did not last.
那一日呢，都不是维持了很久。
Because right away, beginning in verse 8, we see the joy turn into terrible tension.
我们第八节开始呢，就见到呢，这个大喜乐呢，慢慢就变成一些的争执。
Actually, 很快很快变成争执，很快变成很紧张。And the beauty turn into great terrible ugliness.
那呢，这个美丽的图画呢，很快就变成一个很丑陋的图画。
And it began on the day Isaac was weaned.
咁咧就係從以撒斷奶嗰日開始啦。
In the ancient Near East, a child was weaned from mother's milk around the age of 2 and 3。
喺舊陣時古代咧，差唔多兩三歲咧，小朋友就會斷奶啦。
Of course, a little later than that, because they had no formula then.
啊，咁當然就係因為我哋而家有奶粉，所以啲小朋友就早斷奶啦。但係嗰陣時冇。
And on the day Abraham held a great feast.
咁喺嗰一日咧，亞伯拉罕咧就請成班人嚟食飯。
I was wondering why didn't Abraham held a feast 30 days after he was born, like we Chinese do.
點解亞伯拉罕唔係應該滿月嘅時候請人嚟食飯
？We don't know。
啊，我唔知點解啦。
Perhaps infant mortality was so high that Abraham wanted to wait till he was sure the child will survive to adulthood before they celebrate. Maybe。
可能咧嗰陣時即係啲小嬰兒嘅夭折率好高啊，所以咧可能亞伯拉罕要等到真係呢個小朋友大啦，咁佢先至去有一個盛大嘅筵席。
Anyway, it was on that day that all pretense of domestic tranquility was shattered.
咁我哋見到咧呢個咁盛大嘅筵席咧，完全係一個表面嚟噶。
Right.
一個表面去冚住一啲好醜陋嘅背後啊。
It was a center of attention.
咁咧，以撒咧當然係主角啦。
And Ishmael was there.
咁咧，以撒瑪利都喺嗰度。
Now this time Ishmael must have been about 16-17 years old.
啊，去到呢個時候咧，以撒瑪利都已經差唔多16-17 歲啦。
For 17 years, Ishmael was the only child.
差不多16-17 歲咧，以撒瑪利其實都是唯一的亞伯拉罕的細路。
Even though Abraham knew that Ishmael was not the son of promise，
雖然咧亞伯拉罕知道咧以撒瑪利唔係神所應許嘅兒子
，but still for a long time Ishmael was his only son。
但係好長嘅時間，以撒瑪利都是佢唯一的孩子。
And Ishmael was all alone enjoying Abraham's affection。
咁咧，以撒瑪利咧都係得到好多從亞伯拉罕而嚟嘅愛啊。
And he was all alone enjoying the claim to Abraham's inheritance.
從十幾年嚟咧，佢都係唯一一個產業嘅繼承人。
And now Isaac is born.
咁跟住以撒而家出咗嚟世啦。
And he's going to survive to adulthood.
咁跟住咧，佢似乎都會慢慢變咗一個。成人啊、
And now Isaac is the center of attention.
咁而家咧，佢就成為呢個主角。
And he's a real heir to the inheritance.
而佢咧係真正呢個產業繼承人、啊。
We can imagine how Ishmael was overcome with jealousy and insecurity.
咁你都會見到，如果你係以撒瑪利，你會係幾咁嘅唔安穩啊。
So he took out all his dark emotion on Isaac.
所以咧，佢咧就將佢嗰啲唔開心嘅嘢咧就。就擺咗出嚟啦。
Genesis 21 said he mocked him.
啊，依度
欺笑佢。
啊，呢度講咧話佢係欺笑佢啊，同佢嬉戲啊。
And they're not playing. Be sure that they're not playing around because in Galatians chapter 4, Paul would use the word persecute, big hoy.
咁咧，我哋覺得呢度所謂欺笑咧，唔係話佢哋玩得好開心咁解，因為去到加拉太書四章咧，係講到咧係佢係迫害佢。
Sarah of course saw the whole thing.
咁咧，撒拉咧當然係睇曬所有嘅嘢啦。
See, for 17 years, Sarah has been harboring malice toward Hagar and Ishmael.
十幾年嚟咧，其實撒拉咧好多嘢都係擺喺個心裏邊嘅。對於夏甲咧，其實係睇唔過眼嘅。
Sarah keeps thinking, you know, you have never been the real wife. You are always
my slave. Sarah 咧就會覺得你其實根本就唔係亞伯拉罕真正嘅妻子啊。你咧其實只係我嘅一個仆人啫。
Sarah keeps thinking to herself, I'm the one who elevated your status.
我係我咧幫助你咧變咗佢個老婆。
I'm the real wife. My son is a real heir.
我先至係正室啊！你嘅兒，我嘅兒子先至係真正嘅繼承人。
Sarah had been regarding Hagar and Ishmael as an unwanted threat.
咁咧，所以佢一直咧都會覺得咧，佢對以撒瑪利同埋夏甲係對佢一個威脅嚟嘅。
Unwanted rival
係一個佢唔想見到嘅一個嘅對手。
Unwanted pretender
係一個唔想見到嘅人。
And this mockery from Ishmael toward Isaac was the last straw that broke the camel's back。
咁咧到呢一下咧，佢咧就頂唔順啦，佢就見到佢個以撒瑪利咧係蝦眼。以撒嘅時候
，So Sarah demanded Abraham to expel Hagar and Ishmael away from the household.
所以咧，撒拉咧就要求亞伯拉罕咧將夏甲同埋以撒瑪利趕出去。
But how would they survive?
咁但係佢哋點樣可以生存呢？
Sarah couldn't care less。
撒拉都唔理得咁多。
Where will they go？
佢哋會去邊呢？
Sarah didn't care as long as they are out of the way。
總之佢哋出咗去離開呢個家咧，佢都唔理得咁多。
And Abraham was very reluctant。
咁咧，亞伯拉罕咧就好唔想咁做啊。
God was the one who told Abraham, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you.Because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned。
咁咧，但系咧，居然咧，阿神咧对亚伯拉罕讲话，唔好因为你一个童子同埋婢女而烦恼。阿撒拉对你讲嘅话咧，你要听从。
So the next morning, Abraham gave Hagar and Ishmael some bare minimum amount of provision and water and sent them away。
咁咧，跟住佢就俾咗少少嘢食同埋水俾佢哋，就叫佢哋走啦。
Sure enough, they ran out of food and they ran out of water。
咁啊，當然啦，佢哋好快咧就冇曬嘢食，冇曬水啦。
They got lost in a desert and they couldn't find any more water。
喺一個沙漠地，佢哋咧就完全咧揾唔到嘢食，亦都係蕩失路。
Now both Hagar and Ishmael were about to perish in a desert heat。
喺一個沙漠咁熱嘅天氣之下，佢哋好快就好似想死咁樣。
Hagar set Ishmael down under some shade。
咁咧，跟住夏甲就將以撒瑪利擺喺一棵樹下面嚇。
She herself went off to some distance。
然後佢自己行咗一陣。
Because she could not bear the sight to seeing her son dying。
佢咧唔忍心見到佢個仔咧就咁就死咗啦。
Then she began to sob and Ishmael also began to cry out in agony。
跟住佢兩個咧就開始兩個咧對住大家就大喊啦。
What's going on？
發生咩事咧
？How could Sarah be so cruel, so vindictive？
大家覺得點解撒拉會係一個咁殘忍嘅女人呢
？And how could God approve such an inhumane act？
點會神咧係容許一個咁不人道嘅事情發生
？What is the meaning of this ugly episode？
去到呢一度咁醜陋嘅一段咧，點解會發生咧
？See, we have to remember that Isaac is the son of promise。
我哋會見到咧，以撒先至係神所應許嘅。
Ishmael is a son outside of God's promise。
以撒瑪利係神應許之外嘅。
Isaac represents those who are within God's salvation。
以撒咧係代表咧係神嘅救恩裏邊嘅。
And Ishmael represents those that are outside of God's salvation。
以撒瑪利咧係神嘅救恩之外嘅。
And Isaac represents those who are saved, and Ishmael represents those who are not saved。
以撒瑪利代表那些神沒有救的人，但是而以撒就是神所救的人。
And these two can never share the same inheritance。
而這兩個人呢，這兩種人呢，是不可以同受一樣的產業。
There is no such thing as universal salvation。
這個世界沒有一樣東西是叫做每個人都可以得到的救恩。
You know what's difficult in life?
你覺得生命裏面有什麼這麼難呢？
Overcoming fear is difficult. Abraham will tell you that.
要去克服一些的恐懼是一件難事。
Waiting is difficult. Abraham will tell you that.
等候也是一件難事。
And Abraham will tell you that there is one more thing that is just as difficult, and that is letting go is difficult.
亞伯拉罕會跟你說，還有多一樣東西，就是要放手，這個叫更加難。
I mean, isn't letting go difficult?
放手是不是很难呢？
Oh yes, I keep saying using the same illustration. Just look in your basement.
你去看看你的 basement, 你的地下室，你就知道为什么放手那么难。
I'll be first one to tell you, letting go is difficult.
我第一个跟你说，我就是很难放手。
But that's exactly what God is saying to Abraham.
但是这里就是神对亚伯拉罕讲的东西了。
Abraham was reluctant to let Hagar and Ishmael go.
亚伯拉罕呢很不愿意呢让到夏甲和以撒玛利离开。
And God told him to listen to his wife.
但是呢神居然跟他说，叫他听他老婆说。
No, last time Abraham listened to his wife Sarah, Abraham got in big trouble.
上次亚伯拉罕听撒拉讲的话，他犯了很大的错。
And this time God is asking him to listen to his wife?
咁咧，但系呢次神居然叫亚伯拉罕听佢老婆讲嘢。
Yes, but why？
绝对系。咁但系点解咧
？Because Ishmael is going to compete with Isaac for God's inheritance。
因为咧，以撒玛利咧系会同以撒咧一同咧嚟到去争从神而嚟嘅产业。
Ishmael is going to take away the fullness of the blessing that Isaac will receive。
以撒玛利咧，佢会攞走。在神在这个产业的一部分。
And what God is saying to us is this.
而神呢在这里跟我们说的就是
We are like Isaac.
我哋咧就好似亚伯拉罕。
We are children of God's promise. We are saved.
我哋系好似神嘅一个产业咁样，我哋已经系得到救恩啦。
And anything in our lives that compete with the fullness of God's inheritance for us, we gotta let it go.
我哋嘅生命里边有啲乜嘢系同我哋可以攞到神嘅救恩有冲突嘅咧？我哋都要放手。
And anything in our life that takes away the fullness of God's blessing for us, we got to let it go.
有啲乜嘢系会让到我哋得唔到神嘅救恩咧？嗰样嘢阻止我哋，我哋会放手。
Maybe a friendship, maybe a relationship.
可能是一段的关系，一段的友情。
If it interferes with our friendship with God, let it go.
如果它是妨碍了我们跟神有一个好的关系，我们要放手。
It may be a habit, it may be a temperament.
可能是一个脾气，可能是一些性格。
If it keeps us from moving forward in our journey of faith, let it go.
如果佢系阻碍咗我哋成嘅属灵成长，我哋要放手。
It may seem so cold-hearted and so cruel and so inhumane。
我哋可能睇起上嚟觉得系咁残忍、无情。
I mean, letting Hagar and Ishmael go look even like murder。
即系喺度就咁将佢哋逐出去啊，夏甲同埋以撒玛利，好似系一个好唔人道嘅做法。
But this ugly episode really served to demonstrate.That God is gracious also to those that are not saved.
So, 我哋呢度亦都见到咧，神咧对于一啲冇承受救恩嘅人咧，佢都系充满怜悯嘅。
Hagar and Ishmael are those that are outside of God's salvation.
夏甲同埋以撒玛利咧系喺神嘅救恩之外。
They represent those that do not have the inheritance of eternal life.
佢哋并唔能够得到呢个永生嘅产业。
And yet.God was still gracious to them.
但是神都是对他们非常之怜悯。
Verses 17 to 21 tells us that God heard their cry, God saw their tears.
17到21节就讲到神呢看到他们的听到他们的哭声了。
And God provided water for them.
跟着神呢就给他们喝水。
And they survived.
跟着他们呢就生存下来了。
And Hagar got Ishmael away from Egypt.
甚至咧，帮佢喺埃及嗰度咧娶咗个妻子。
They lived. He became an archer. I imagine he was a hunter.
佢咧就变咗一个弓箭手啊，可能系一个猎手。
And they live in the desert of Paran.
喺沙漠地嗰度，巴兰旷野嗰度。
Not only that, God promised them that God will make a great nation out of him.
甚至咧，神咧喺度同佢应许咧，神咧系会兴起一个大国噶，系从以撒玛利而嚟噶。
God was gracious to them.
这个神呢对他是非常之有怜悯。
But what kind of grace is that?
你觉得这个怜悯是什么怜悯呢?
It's not saving grace.
这个不是从救恩的。
It's what we call common grace, 普遍的恩典。
这个是所谓的普遍恩典。
God's common grace is God's goodness, God's mercy toward those that are not saved.
这个是神对一些没有得到救恩的人的一些恩典。
God's common grace is God's goodness and mercy toward the unbelieving world.
是神对一些不信 的世代的恩典。
Even though not everyone is promised sonship of God.
虽然不是每一个人都是一定是神的儿女。
Even though not everyone is promised eternal life.
虽然不是每一个人都会得到神的应许。
Only those that are given saving grace will come to Christ for forgiveness of sin.
是那些得到神的一些救恩 的人才可以得到神的。
But in many, many ways, God is still good, God is still gracious toward the lost.
但是呢神呢对于 一班失丧的不相信他的人呢他都是充满怜悯。
See, in so many ways, God is still so good and gracious toward those that are not his children through faith in Christ.
神呢也都是叫一些不是相信他的人呢是得到一些的怜悯。
For example, God gives health and physical strength to those that are not saved.
好似咧，对于一啲未相信神嘅人咧，神都系俾佢哋有好好嘅身体同埋健康。
They're probably more Olympic gold medalists among those who are not believers than among those who are.
可能咧系喺奥运会攞金牌嘅咧，又未信神嘅人咧多过啲信神嘅人。
God gives intelligence to the unsaved.
神咧亦都俾一啲未信嘅人咧有一聪明噶。
Many unbelievers are far more intelligent than those that are.
有好多未信嘅人咧，佢比呢啲信咗嘅人咧更加聪明。
God give wisdom to the unsaved.
亦都俾一啲智慧俾一啲未信嘅人。
There are many, many unbelievers that are far wiser than us Christians.
好多未信嘅人咧，其实喺生命里边更比我哋未信咗嘅人更加有智慧。
God gives moral sense of right and wrong to the unsaved.
亦都俾一啲嘅道德嘅良心標準俾一啲未信嘅人。
Many unbelievers have much stronger sense of right and wrong than a lot of Christians.
有好多未信嘅人咧，佢對喺道德上咧，佢更加有明確嘅正同埋錯嘅觀念。
God gives common grace to unbelievers in areas of family and government.
在这个家庭和政府方面呢，神在给这些未信的人有很多普遍的恩典。
Some unbelievers have far more stronger family life than many Christians.
很多未信的人呢，他的家庭生活呢，是比信的人呢，更加的健康，更加的坚固的。
Some governments and some nations who do not claim to be Christian nations, many of them are greater in glory.
有很多未信说自己是信神的国家呢，他们所享有的成就呢，是比一些信了的国家的人呢更加多的。
They are stronger in wealth than nations who claim to be Christians.
他们可能有更加多的丰富的产业和资源的，比一些是比一些基督教国家。
That's exactly what God is doing with Hagar and Ishmael.
这里我们看到呢，就是神怎样对夏甲和以撒玛利所做的。
God was demonstrating his common grace to these two who are outside of his promise, outside of his salvation.
这两个在神的救恩以外的人呢，神呢都是给一些的普遍恩典他。
God sent rain and God sent sunshine to both the just and the unjust.
神呢是降下雨给一些义人和也都不义的人。
God sent his sustenance and provide much both to the unjust and the evil.
神呢对于一些义和不义的人呢，他都是提供饮食的。
Why would God do that?
为什么神要这样做呢？
Why would God show common grace to even unsaved sinners?
为什么神呢对于一些不信的罪人呢都是这么好呢？
Because God is good.
因为神呢是良善的。
Because God is merciful.
因为神呢是满有恩典。
Because God is gracious.
因为他呢是有怜悯的。
No one deserves God's grace.
没人是值得配得去拿这些神的恩典。
Those who are saved do not deserve God's grace. Those who are unsaved, who are not saved, do not deserve God's grace.
无论是信或者未信的人呢，都唔配得到神呢啲恩典。
Therefore, if God is going to be gracious, He's going to be gracious to all.
所以咧，如果神系要对人有恩典嘅话，佢就会对每一个人都系有恩典。
It's only the difference between saving grace and common grace.
只系一个对救恩嘅恩典同埋普遍嘅恩典嘅分别。
What a great God we have!
一个咁伟大嘅神。
We see what a great, wonderful God we have.
我哋有冇见到一个几咁有？怜悯爱心的神。
God's grace is so high and so above our understanding.
神的恩典是几咁个大，几咁个高。
Don't ever demand that he should work according to our own schedule.
不要一定要要求神，一定要根据你想要的东西而给你。
我们的时间表。
根据你的时间表来给你。
We cannot demand that God should grant our instant satisfaction.
不要一定要即刻的就给我们见到神的救恩，神的恩典。
And we cannot demand God to explain everything to us.
也都不可以对神要求呢，他即刻就解释所有发生的事情。
See, that is why our journey of faith, no, is not always smooth.
所以咧，点解我哋信心之旅咧，唔系永远都系咁平坦
？I mean, we just cannot consistently drive 75 miles an hour on our journey.
我哋唔可以成日咧都75米咁样揸喺高速公路飞驰。
There will be unexpected time of delay.
总会喺你嘅信心之旅里边咧，有一啲嘅嘢阻拦你。
There will be unexplainable delay.
一啲你自己都解释唔到嘅延迟。
But God has promised us that there will always be joy along the journey.
但是神呢，是应许我们，我们会得到祂的喜乐。
There will be certain inheritance of great blessing.
在从神那里呢，我们会得到一些的产业。
There will be certain, absolutely sure destination of great peace and rest.
一啲我哋会喺神里边得到肯定嘅，得到一啲嘅平安同埋喜乐。
That's why God promises.
呢个系神应许我哋。
That we don't journey alone.
我哋唔系自己一个人行呢条人生路程。
That He is journeying with us side by side, even though we may not recognize it.
我哋可能唔知道，但系神时时刻刻嘅都系同我哋一同行。
He is traveling ahead of us, being our guiding light.
佢喺我哋前面行，作为我哋嘅开路灯。
He is traveling behind us, nudging us, motivating us, sometimes even kick us a little bit.
他在隔離呢不斷的 去提醒我們，還有可能是會鞭策我們向前走。
And all he is asking us to do is just this.
他只是需要要求一件事。
Trust and obey. Thank you for choosing that song just earlier today.
就是去信靠順服。好感謝天父今天他們選了這首歌，信靠順服。
We will do that.
我哋会做呢一样嘢。
Thank you so much, Irene. Thank you.